Mariah Carey duets with daughter Monroe in Toronto. Adele tells fans, "I'm the happiest that I've ever, ever, ever been," and Twitter ordered to ID all-time low accuser. It's Monday, December 12th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Mariah Carey and her 11-year-old daughter Monroe collaborated on stage for the first time Friday night at Toronto's Scotiabank Arena. "This is our first duet," Carey told the crowd at the first of two Merry Christmas to All shows. "We've been working on this one for a minute." Mother and daughter then sang a bit of the classic carol Away in a Manger, and the audience cheered Monroe's vocals. She then returned to the stage later to perform a cover of the Waitress's track Christmas Wrapping. Monroe and brother Moroccan are twins born to Carey and her ex-husband Nick Cannon. Carey explained that she never wanted to force them into doing anything music-related. During her show, Carey performed several Christmas favorites as well as a medley of her hits that included Heartbreaker and Emotions, followed by Hero and We Belong Together. She closed with the ubiquitous holiday hit All I Want for Christmas Is You. The pop superstar was then presented with a diamond certification for the song, representing sales of 800,000 in Canada. You can watch Carey and Monroe perform together in the link in the description for this episode. Adele told an audience in Las Vegas this past weekend that she has found her happy place. "I love making music, but there's something about performing live that actually terrifies me and fills me with dread normally," the singer said during a break in her Weekends with Adele show at the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on Friday. "And that's why I'm not a big touring artist. I did it last time to prove that I could do it. But this experience of being in a room this size, I think I may be a live artist for the rest of my life." Adele said some of the pressure to be perfect has been lifted, and she is relishing having the human interaction every weekend. The singer was visibly emotional as she admitted, "I'm the happiest that I've ever, ever, ever been." Adele said doing two shows a week in a smaller room, the Coliseum sits about 4,100, and seeing people receive my music is just what I'm going to do from now on. Earlier, Adele said that she had resumed therapy sessions after a few years of not having it, so she can make sure that she's topping herself off every week to make sure she can give everything. Weekends with Adele is scheduled to run until March 25th. A judge in Los Angeles ruled last week that Twitter has 10 days to hand over identifying information about the person behind an account that accused all-time low guitarist Jack Barakat of sexual assault last year. The band's members filed a defamation lawsuit in February against three unidentified women who used social media in October 2021 to accuse them of sexual misconduct. At the time, the musician called the allegations absolutely and unequivocally false. One anonymous woman set up the account ATL Statement to accuse Barakat of repeated sexual assault over 6 years starting when she was 15. "It became nearly a nightly occurrence for him, and I had to get drunk, do hard drugs for him to touch me," she alleged. Barakat tweeted at the time that the claim was 100% false. Last week, Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge Daniel S. Murphy ruled that All-Time Low's lawsuit cannot proceed without identifying the accuser. He said freedom of speech does not extend to defamation. Twitter said it would only identify the person behind the account, which was deactivated if ordered by a court. The band's lawsuit seeks to identify the culprits, prove that their defamatory statements are false, and seek justice. All-Time Low, Barakat, Alex Gaskrath, Zach Merrick, and Rian Dawson promised to donate proceeds from the lawsuits to charities that support sexual assault victims. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of Filter every day. And thanks for listening.